Because we're on a hill overlooking the bay, it's a beautiful view. It's a very park-like campus. There's lots of trees.
So welcome back, everyone, to iSchool Connects YouTube and multiple other channels. We, as promised, and as usual, we have a very special new guest like we have every week. This time, we're gonna go right towards the coast of the US, specifically the West Coast of the US. And we have a very special representative and an institution joining us today. Hi, Laura.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Wonderful. Laura, we are glad to have you join us on this In Conversation with iSchool Connect. Every week we have experts such as yourself joining us from different parts of the world, talking about international education, talking about their own campuses. And as usual, CSU East Bay is one of the most popular institutions among international students. So, would love to know more about you specifically. If you can perhaps tell our audience what do you do engaging with
Okay.
international students?
All right. I'm the International Partnerships Coordinator at Cal State East Bay, and I've been with the university for 8 years now. It's a great place to work. I love going over to the East Bay. I get to cross the San Francisco Bay every day for work, and it's a beautiful commute. And I love our campus because we're on a hill overlooking the bay. It's a beautiful view. It's a very park-like campus. There's lots of trees. And because we're a mid-sized school, it's not huge. So you can walk from one side of campus to the other, or some people maybe ride a scooter or a skateboard, but you don't have to like get in a bus to go around campus. It's easy to get around. It's compact, and everything you need is really accessible. Absolutely, but you wouldn't necessarily know whether they're international or domestic students because we have such a large, domestic Indian American population as well. But yes, Cal State East Bay is one of the most diverse universities in the CSU system. We have the largest percentage of international students in the CSU system, and Indian students are our largest sending group. So we do have also students from Nepal and Pakistan and throughout Asia, as well as all around the world. And it's one of the things that our students say they like the best about our campus is because they feel like there's always someone else that looks like them, and so they don't feel like they stand out, and it's very welcoming. And also, because it's such a diverse area here in California, you can also get food from home, and spices from home, and do your own cooking with flavors from home. Okay. Well, being in California is a huge draw. The San Francisco Bay Area is very multicultural. Obviously, there's a lot of job opportunities here. So that's one of the main reasons students choose us, is so they can get internships that lead into perhaps a full-time job offer. And also, because of California, we have this beautiful weather where, it doesn't ever snow here. But yet, if you want to experience snow, it's just a 3-hour drive away to some of the best like skiing and snow conditions in the United States. So you could be on the beach in the morning, on the mountains in the afternoon. There's beautiful hiking trails all over the place. There's so much to see and do with museums and cool restaurants and concerts and events happening both in San Francisco and San Jose. And we're actually between these two major metropolitan areas. So there's so many resources on the campus. Well, obviously, everybody likes the Bay View. So, I mean, there's one of our parking lots that just has an incredible view of the Bay. Another spot that I love is there's a small little Japanese garden in the middle of the Arts and Education building. And in particular seasons, it's just stunning. So soon we're going to be having cherry blossoms in there. And our Japanese language program is going to host a cherry blossom festival where the whole campus is invited. And then in the fall, when the colors of the leaves are changing, it's also beautiful then. So I sometimes like to go and just have my lunch there just because it's so relaxing and peaceful. The Lunar New Year has just happened, and we have students from China and Vietnam and Korea, all of these countries that celebrate the Lunar New Year. So there are events on campus sponsored by our Asian Pacific Islander Success Center. And also, because it's easy to get into downtown San Francisco, you can actually go to the San Francisco Chinese New Year Parade, which is one of the largest in the world. San Francisco has the largest Chinatown outside of Asia, and one of the oldest as well. So there's so many things you can experience in this area. Okay. Yeah, so we've got over 120 different clubs, so they can be athletic or religious or cultural. So there's a Hindu Yuva club, there's a Gujarati students club, there's a Muslim students association, and a lot of intramural sports through our recreation and wellness center. A lot of our international students participate in like the badminton tournament or do other contests for sports, or, you know, get together to play soccer on the weekends at our, and they can use our soccer field, which also interestingly hosts our Oakland Roots professional soccer team. They play at our Pioneer Stadium. So sometimes on a Friday night, you can see professional soccer on our campus. This past year, we had over 700 students on OPT and STEM OPT, most of them in the Bay Area, but sometimes in other parts of the U.S. as well. And our Academic Advising and Career Education, or ACE, office hosts, you know, regular workshops to help students prepare a U.S.-style resume, to practice interview skills. Also through our alumni office, there are a lot of networking opportunities, and sometimes they have workshops to help you develop your LinkedIn profile. And in addition to that career office that serves the whole campus, there's also another career services center within the College of Business. So in addition, many departments also have outreach with companies that work in their field. So for example, our construction management department had a career fair last spring with 50 construction companies from throughout the Bay Area. And so both undergraduate and graduate students in construction management had all of these amazing connections, and almost all of them were hired after graduation.
I'd say go and explore the career services page, and we'll share the link in the description along with the details to the website. So do explore that page. You'll get a lot of understanding as to what Laura also mentioned.
I just want to add on the career thing. Sometimes students feel like they're just going to be given an internship, and they need to understand that, you know, they got to do the hard work too. I mean, we're going to help them with the resources and the tools and connecting them with either online job boards or in-person job fairs. But they've got to do the work. And a lot of our students, you know, interview with dozens of companies before they find the right fit.
Right.
Well, the entire CSU system really has made an effort to keep the cost of tuition low. And you can see that compared to other state systems and compared to the UC system, that it's much more affordable in the CSU system. So even though our tuition is going up this year, still the tuition for an undergraduate student is less than $18,000, and for grad programs is about $16,000, or a little bit more for those in the graduate business professional fields. In California, the cost of living is high, so you're going to actually be paying more for your housing than you are for your tuition. But it's worth it. I mean, the reason it's expensive to live here is because it's a really desirable place to live. And within the San Francisco Bay Area, the East Bay, where we are located, is actually the most affordable part of the region. So a lot of people live in the East Bay and then commute either into the city or into Silicon Valley. So it's the ideal spot to access everywhere. And we do have scholarships for our undergraduate international students. So they are merit-based, and it's based on grades. And there's also an essay as part of the application. And we do encourage any students who are qualified to apply through the Pioneer Scholarships Portal for either the Global Excellence or the Global Honors Scholarship. And these waive part of their non-resident fees. So the Global Excellence actually waives all of the non-resident fees. So that would be $12,500 per year off the tuition. So they would only end up paying about $7,000 in tuition as if they were a California resident. And for the Global Honors Scholarship, it's a smaller one-time award of about $2,500. But if the student continues to be eligible, they could apply again in subsequent years. You know, my biggest tip is apply early, because the sooner you get all of your documents in, the sooner you have a chance to get admitted and get your I-20. I know visa slots have been limited and hard to get. So I would just say, you know, the sooner you can get your application in, because you'll have that peace of mind that it won't be weighing on you. Why leave it out there? Just get everything together, go ahead and submit it, and you'll have a decision faster.
That's a wonderful piece of advice. And actually, this gives students so much of advantage when it comes to like early results and scholarships as well, because there's mm-hmm. always a limited quota when it comes to scholarship. The later right. you apply, the quota keeps on reducing. The sooner yes. that you have access to a much bigger pool.
Yes, and our scholarship deadline is actually earlier than our regular application deadline. So those undergrad students, they have until March 2nd. There's a couple of weeks if you're interested.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Laura, for joining us and guiding our audience and students, and perhaps giving us a quick glimpse about the Cal State East Bay campus. And we hope to host you again for similar interactions in the future as well.
Thank you so much. I would love to come back. I really appreciate the opportunity and hope to welcome students to California.
Perfect. Appreciate it.